It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Mr. Joe Grande, and alongside of him is a very fantastic guest and family member of us, Mr. Elvis. What's up, Bubbas?
What's up, dudes? Hey, man, I would go with very special. I consider myself special in so many ways. Thanks for having me.
First off, I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone out there, you guys.
Yes, yes. 2022.
Happy New Year. We made it to 2022. And for those that are listening to the podcast all around the world, we greatly appreciate you.
Yes.
Because without you, we are not us. Thank you for listening to us. Make sure you check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com, for all the latest information regarding cannabis. As Blue said, we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And call us up anytime at
1-800-420-1980.
And make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more at CannabisTalk101, at Pot_Brothers_@_Law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig's at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright. Our producer Elvis is at Radio_Elvis.
Boom.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. And as the new year starts, you guys, you know what else is new? Is growing a plant. And if you want to grow a plant, you know what you start with?
Rocket seeds.
Yep, a seed. And you're right, Elvis, rocket seeds. If you're looking to grow something high quality, head to rocketseeds.com or check them out on Instagram at @rocket_seeds for trusted cannabis seeds. Rocket Seeds is a trusted source for thousands of quality cannabis seeds at a fair price. Head to rocketseeds.com now. And yeah, as it's a new year, so many new things are going on, you guys. I want to first say and ask you guys, are you guys, before we get into so many stories, because I want to get into this Mike Tyson story real quick too, but I just got to ask, are you guys the make a New Year's resolution type of character?
No, no. I think about it. Yeah. I never get to it because I know I'll never follow through ever. I, you know, it's like, I got to lose weight. I got to do this, that, whatever. Just live your life.
You know, I'll tell you what, Elvis, that was too fast of an answer for me, baby. You know, truthfully, yes, I am. And let me explain to you why. You know, when you wake up, you have two choices every morning to either do something or not. You either get up and do something new, change your algorithm, you know, allow yourself to expose your mind and branch off into other, you know, adventures and things in your life. And so, yes, I am one of those guys, man. I work my ass off and, you know, I've been successful several years and unsuccessful. I'll be the first.
Right. I get in line.
So when you say that, Elvis, I love you because I've been the guy that's like, man, bah humbug, dude, I can't.
No,
do
I'm
it,
not.
You
know? I'm not bah humbug. I'm just saying I have resolutions every day, to go out. Go out and outperform and do better than I did the day before. Well, so every day is a new year for me, baby.
Well said, you know, and
have a hit.
Yeah, hope that good shit is what I'm talking about. No, listen, I'll tell you what. True story is that several years, I've decided to start the new year off and create a resolution that's going to change my surroundings and my environment and most importantly, my health. And so generally, I always go after my health, meaning that, you know, I smoke or, you know, and not just cannabis. I dabble into tobacco, which is, you know, unfortunate because it's the thing that killed my father, you know. And so
both my parents died from lung cancer.
Yeah. And so, you know, so when we talk about that, you know, like there's certain things in my life that I really take these days and figure out and I make a change and I've done well several years in a row. And then there's been a few years that I just, you know, kind of dropped the ball. Joe, what about you?
I love hearing everything you guys say. And I mean, just think about this in general. Every year, millions of people make New Year's resolutions, hoping to spark positive change. Now, the reoccurring themes each year include a more active approach to health and fitness.
There it is.
Improved finances and learning new things for personal and professional development. Chances are more than a couple of the top 10 most common resolutions will look very familiar to you. Now, when you ask me, Blue, I'm going to share what these are because I got the top 10 of the most common. And Elvis, I really, really admire and I believe you, what you said about every day is a New Year's resolution for you. I've known you for 30 years and it's true. You do strive hard every day.
Stop lying, Joe.
Let me start with the
I'm a slacker, dude. What are you talking about? I'm a freaking slacker.
He's on smack right now. That black tar heroin is just
Yeah, you sold it to me, freak. I got it UPS.
Oh, goodness. Here we go.
You started him off on it, Joe. That's your fault. You're an asshole for doing
that. You guys, number 10 of the New Year's resolutions. Blue, this number 10 needs to be you. It's read more.
Dog, you know what? I would if I just got some new glasses.
What if I could read?
If I could see his glasses, put money called scratch. There's like a thumb mark in it. He's reading thumbprints.
Joe, when you realize what you're good at, right, and you realize that reading is not one of your strong points, you just don't go after it. You continue to build on your strong points.
You know what? It's not only reading's Blue. It's talking also is not one of your strong points.
Okay, here we go.
Now we're ripping.
Here we go.
I'm teasing.
No, it's okay.
That's number 10 is read more. Number 9 is something we'd all love to do more, which is travel more.
I like that, right?
Well,
I want to stop traveling, Joe.
I just want to stay home. The crazy part for you, though, Blue, is there was a time in your life not too long ago before COVID where you could literally honestly say, I don't want to travel as much.
Oh, man.
You were on planes, trains, and automobiles so much that it was crazy.
Well, that's all business, too, right?
Yeah, no, that was part of the gig.
You know, here's the fun part, Joe, is when you say that to me, like traveling, listen, I think that we learn when we travel, right? And I think it expands our vision so much more. And I honestly, dude, like for any of you guys out there that are listening right now, dude, if you have the opportunity to go to different states, different countries, do that, right?
I agree.
You know, you have to, because it opens your mind up to seeing so much more about how different communities throughout the United States.
The cultures are different everywhere, too.
Different culture, different food. I've been to 34 countries now, and I planned on before COVID to hit another country every year. That's my goal in life. So this has put a damper on it, but you're right. Get out there, expand your mind, learn about other cultures, about other people, about other food, about other, you know, even their religions. Look into it. Architecture. Yeah. It's an exciting friggin' world. Don't get caught into, I don't go anywhere. Go do it.
And the funny thing is, we just did the 9 and 10, and those are both that I would like to do more of, too. I honestly want to read more myself. So, I mean, and I want to travel more. Here's number 8. Which is just so dear to my heart. Spend more time with family and friends. Who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah.
It's like, who, unless you're just a cynical bastard and like, fuck everybody, I don't like anybody, you need to meet a friend of mine by the name of Jesus.
Or Jesus.
He was a great carpenter.
Mohammed, there's so many out there.
But just find a higher power, because if you don't want to spend time with family and friends, you may not want to spend time with family. I can get that, because you had such a dysfunctional upbringing. I'll take that one.
Get in line.
But to say no friends, come on.
No, that's what life's all about. Life's all about personal relationships with other human beings. And if you cut yourself off, and I know COVID has been, you know, it's cut a lot of people off and everybody's scared and this and that, but it's right. It's communication and it's the company of other human beings. Gee, what a concept. That's the way you're going to grow as a human being too. And I got locked into that, you know, when I got divorced. Lost all this stuff. And, you know, I was in my own little head, and the best thing I did is reach out to friends and go see them and, you know, and talk. And that's huge. That's a biggie.
And just to elaborate on that, Elvis, we've talked about this before out openly when, you know, you hit your real down low and you reached out to me.
Yeah. I mean, oh yeah.
And it was at a spiral of like, that's when you use friends like that.
Yeah. All my friends wouldn't take my call. So I got to your number and I said, I better call him.
I will never forget being on Ventura Boulevard and hearing him call me. And he's been drunk for 3 days straight.
Yeah. Well, I had experienced all these major tragedies. And the fourth one just hit me, where the CEO that I was working for this company embezzled all the money and we were all out of work. And I still blame myself for all the tragedies that happened. And I called you, and it was one of the better things I ever did, because I cleaned my shit up, you know?
Yeah, it was a deep conversation. He's been sober ever since, so he says. Yeah. That being said,
look who's talking.
I might be able to relate to you about a CEO embezzling money. I think I know a CEO myself.
Hey, Joe, let
what
me
a
say,
dick.
You know, I'll tell you what, man, you know, the fun part is this, is that, you know, experiencing these different, you know, lanes and things that we've all gone through. It's amazing that this new year is coming. There's so many fantastic people out there that are looking to either, you know, have that New Year's resolution or not.
Right.
And create something different. But what I would, you know, I would say to test you and to put you up against the most important thing in life is to push yourself out there. Anybody listening, push yourself out there to achieve new goals, whether it's a resolution or just hey, I woke up today and decided to do this. Because you either get the choice to wake up tomorrow and lay down and do nothing, or wake up and get to do something great.
Yeah,
you know, you have that opportunity. So, you know, coming into the new year, it's a fantastic thing to have. I love New Year's resolutions, and I love every day being a resolution, by the way. You know,
yeah, Elvis, I like that too. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, the way you expressed that, and I'm not going to deny it, but take the time, guys, to find what makes you happy and do what you like to do.
Find your passion. Yeah,
get out there and do it. You know,
and it's funny, Blue, because when you just said that term right there in that phrase, that makes you happy. And even if something right now in your life doesn't quote unquote make you happy, happiness, folks, believe it or not, is a choice.
Yeah,
you can choose.
I choose to be happy. Yeah,
I'm going to be happy. And folks, you can fake it until you make it, because Lord knows, amongst us three men, we've shared amongst each other, we've had to fake it until we make it at times in our lives.
Say that again, Joe.
You know what I mean? Like, we have to, like, dude, I'm going to choose to be happy today.
Yes,
and
yes.
And live a better life.
Yeah, yes. It's all
and
about
that's
positivity.
The key of everything we're saying, like, right? So let me just run through these last top seven here real quick. Number seven was quit smoking. Number six, save more money and spend less money. I mean, all of these hit us, right?
Yeah.
Number five, live life.
Wait, stop on that one, Joe. Wait, give me a second here. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, and I say this, and I say this to, you know, to those that understand and those that won't understand until they have it and understand how to do it. Saving money, you know, is a catch 22 in my opinion. So, and I want to jump on that for just a quick second, Joe. The reason I say that is because this people that save money, you know, often, and I'm not calling you out. If you're listening, I'm not saying saving money is not a bad thing. I'm saying getting money and making it work for you and utilizing it for the things that'll leverage you into more money is okay. But you have to take risk. You know, if you're gonna be somebody that doesn't take risk, you can never be the guy that or the woman that decides to be ultra successful, because you have to take massive risks. Massive risk creates massive rewards.
Yes,
so
yes.
You know, saving money is cool and piggy banking it, but making money in abundance is cooler. You know, so that you don't have to necessarily save it every day. And I just want to say that, because there's a lot of times that people get confused and they utilize this, oh, I got to save money and I can't spend on this and I can't spend on that. And they see great opportunities and they're afraid of taking the risk, even if their gut and their heart tells them to take that freaking jump and they don't
themselves.
Do it.
Right. Well, there's a commercial out right now with Matt Damon for crypto. And I love the phrase that says, Fortune favors the brave.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yes. Totally. And it does. And I'll be the first to tell you guys that, you know, humbly speaking, tonight I was talking about it with Joe. Like I put money at risk all the time, right? after the fact that I'm looking at what the reward is, because yes. I'd rather get the reward of what money can possibly make me. Yeah. Than the risk of losing the money, because I can always make more money.
Bingo.
You can always lose money. We can lose money quick and easy.
That's what I'm saying. The risk of losing the money is okay if I believe in the reward. And I encourage you guys out there, if you feel that the reward is bigger than the risk, then go for it.
Yeah.
Because take the risk. because that's how you become great, is taking massive great, massive risk, you know, massive, massive, take massive action, guys.
Where you're uncomfortable. You know? Be uncomfortable. You know,
I agree with everything you said.
That's my new resolution right there for New Year's. Joe. Yeah.
Well, and the funny thing, because that was six, save more money, spend less, but then it kind of contradicts a little bit of five as we sail this. Live life to the fullest. Doesn't mean spend all your money, but live life to your fullest. You know what I mean? Go have a good time. Enjoy it. Spend a little of that money that you just tried saving. Number four.
Wait, Joe. Hold on. Let me dive into that one for a second. Listen to this. I'd rather live a happy life and short life than an unhappy life and long life.
You know?
I agree.
Ain't that the truth? Dude, right about now, enjoying it. The time when I think of my boy Kobe, who just passed away, and I really think what a fucking great life he lived. I know, but I just think of it. I go, he lived his life to the fullest.
Well, now you got to tell the story, bro.
I mean, I've shared it. I've shared it a little bit here and there, and you know.
Well, Jesus, man. Let me share my side. You know, Joe brought a young man to our team, and you know, this guy jumped in, bro, and I'm not gonna say it, but I'm gonna say it. I mean, it's hard to explain because I'm in tears right now. And this man jumped into our team, showed up, unconditional love that he showed for Mr. Grande. He jumped in, grabbed walls, and moved boxes, and picked up things, and just helped out like no one had. You don't have to do that when you come to, you know, our establishment and work with us as a friend. Yep. You know, to come up and stand on the sidelines and just wave at everybody and look at us. But this dude, Kobe, jumped in, man. And
like, he'd been working with us for years.
Blue. I knew him almost as long as I know Joe. And during that time you're referring to back, that one convention, G4 I Live. Mean, him and I spent an hour and a half together in Joe's room and just talking and reminiscing. And it, yeah, my heart's broken, man. My heart is broken. And because I've known him just as long, almost as I've known Joe, because him and Joe were so tight. And when Joe was a bouncer, that's when I met him. he would come to the clubs down in San Jose, and it was always good times with him. Always good times. Always a smile on his face and always positive attitude. He is missed.
Dude showed up to Cannabis Talk 101 and moved as strong as any of our other employees. Yep. You know, day that he didn't have to. Later on that night, off his t-shirt.
Partying like a rock star.
Joe said, hey, watch, he's about to take off his shirt. Lo and behold, this man took off his shirt, and he was dancing in a club, and we loved each other. We hugged each other, and we gave each other so much love. And may God rest his soul, Joe. And I love Kobe. Let me be the first to say that I didn't get enough time to spend with the man, but the time that he showed his love to you, it reflected on me about how well the relationships that you build, Joe, and allow us to kind of understand each other and why we're here.
I mean, that's a guy from fifth grade, dog. That's my friend since fifth grade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I work with Joe, why I love Joe Grande. And not only that, though, is why he loved you, and he showed his love for you. And man, you know, and I'll share this, Joe, this is edgy for me, but I'm going to share it. I hope you don't get mad at me. He died, guys, over doing some, you know, illicit market stuff in the cannabis industry. And I'm going to say under 20 pounds of cannabis, you guys.
I'm going to go further. I got more details.
Oh, you guys, I under mean, come
pounds.
On, man.
Under 3 pounds. I reached over one. I'm thinking he had 2 pounds on him in New Orleans, picking up money from somebody who owes him money. But bottom line is this: from Ralph, Ralph gave them 6 pounds to take. Yeah. So he had 6 pounds on him from one. I don't know if he had some others, but wow. He only left the house with a backpack. So you can't carry more than 2 to 3, 4, 5.
Guys,
six, you know
it's
what I mean?
Not worth it.
No.
If you're out there and you're hustling, you listen to our show, guys, get yourself legit, man. And Kobe is a great man. Like, I love you out there if you're hustling and doing your thing on the side. I still love you because I come from that market.
Yeah.
But guys, man, the game is changing. The game is changing.
Cold out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Take your life for a couple peas. Literally.
For, what is that? $3,000, $5,000, $10,000? Mm. I mean, you guys.
That's what the life goes for now on the streets, folks. So if you're sitting out there, I'm telling you firsthand from my boy I've known since jump, fifth grade, lost his life where somebody owed him three racks and he had a couple packs and that's it.
When he says three racks, guys, it's almost $3,000 for those of you who don't understand. And listen, you guys, you know, I'm not going to sit here and preach that I haven't been a part of this movement. Man, it's on record 100 times. I have been, you know, and you know what? And much more times than the three racks. But mm-hmm. I'm not happy about it. I'm telling you guys to find a solution, find another lane, another avenue. It's Cannabis Talk 101, guys. Take a deep breath, man. I love you, Kobe. We'll be right back after this break.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Joe Grande. Mr. Elvis, our executive producer, is
Howdy.
In the building with us. Elvis, let me stop and say this real quick, man, because this is so important to me. Relentlessly and overwhelmingly, and in the love that you showed for our team, you know, and when there's a budget, not a budget, whatever, you come through. You've always been there, man.
That's what we do, man. This is what you do for family. You know what I'm saying?
You're a grinder, bro. You're an amazing talent. And, you know, Joe and I were talking about you today, and we were talking about how much talent you have, you know, and not a question. Joe was like, hey, listen, if we were talking about brain surgery tomorrow, Elvis could do a show on it, you know, as long as...
I could fake it real good on brain surgery and thermodynamics. Oh. Let's go. Let's go.
This is your world, bro, and I love you for it, man.
Love you
and,
too, buddy.
And real quick, to pivot over to Joe. Joe, you're an anchor here. I love you. You've done so much for our show, and you know, it's a new year. It's 2022, guys. You know, this is going to be an amazing year for Cannabis Talk. Mm-hmm. And we have so much to offer, so much things going down. Joe, let us know what's up, man.
Well, first off, I want to give a big shout out to Viscus Vape, the ultimate cannabis vape experience. Viscus is a premium vape brand born in Venice Beach, delivering the maximum potency you could expect from the Viscus brand. Live the ride with the most pleasant tasting, ultra potent, and super smooth cartridges on the market. Visit the website, viscus.life. And I still got to finish this top 10 as we only got to number 5, you guys, but thank you for talking about Kobe right there. It's always good to shed a tear and talk about my brother like that.
And reflect.
I just actually had a deep conversation with his sister, Damali, earlier, who I love to call Corn Dog since early
corn
on.
Dog.
So good old Corn Dog out there. Number 4 was learn a new skill or a hobby, as we all should be doing.
Yes.
I love when Elvis taught me how to golf 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And you broke
my golf club. Yes.
I got to get Blue out there more with me so we can get that hobby going, and then get organized, which is a key thing.
Don't tell my story, Joe, about how I whiffed it 3 or 4 fights.
Oh my
times.
God. Elvis, when he kept
no.
swinging this ball, oh, I think I told you when he's swinging the ball, just kept missing. It was the funniest
we had a range
ever. Yep. No, we were on the course.
Oh, you didn't take him on the course.
Strangers. These two dudes that were just awesome. They're sitting there busting up. Getting organized is always a key thing. Number 2, we always work on this, losing weight. And
yeah.
Of course, the number 1 resolution is exercise more. So if you have one of those, I too, though, am a let me get my, you know, resolution on. And my resolution is kind of a lot of these. And it's trying to stay more organized, keep losing the weight that I'm losing and do all this stuff. Before we started the show, and I said I wanted to get into the story, and I know, Elvis, you got some stuff, but I want to talk about Mike Tyson. His cannabis brand products are reaching and testing and now are finally approved for the legendary boxer to reach good old Cali. So now he's in California doing his thing as the heavyweight legendary fighter. Mike Tyson's cannabis brand is now available in California. His cannabis company, Tyson 2.0, confirmed that its premium quality cannabis line is now available at more than 100 retails across the beautiful Golden State. Here's a great quote right here. It says, "We are focused on bringing Tyson 2.0 premium cannabis products to retailers nationwide. And after a strong debut in Colorado, we are now available across California and over 100 retail outlets. marking a major milestone for the company. This is from the CEO of Tyson 2.0, which is Adam Wilkes. It's just crazy to think, you guys, that...
Don't you want success for that guy? Don't you just want...
I love him. I love Mike Tyson.
I grew up watching him as a kid at 18, all the way to age 20 to be the heavyweight champ. And what he went through as a young child and to become the heavyweight champion. Sure, he went through $300 million, but he has become a different human being. He was in that, he came from the gutter. He became the champ and he had the major success, but he had people around him who just weren't looking out for him. And I wish this guy nothing but success. That's what I really do. I hope his brand just takes off nationally, man.
I think it will. And what's crazy, and the question that I want to propose to you guys is, first of all, a statement I'm going to make is, I don't think there's anybody bigger and better than a Mike Tyson like that, who was the heavyweight champion of the world, who was so globally recognized, to have a cannabis brand like this and to use cannabis and to say, look how it helped me, look how it calmed me down, look how it did all this. And now he's doing so well with it. My big question is, what other big superstar out there can do that? Who can bring that type of energy, excitement, and make a global presence that says, you know what? Cannabis saved my life. And now look at me. Is there an athlete? Is there a celebrity? And I'm not talking about the ones that are already out there, the Willie Nelsons, the this and that.
Right.
I'm talking about somebody new. How about this? Whether alive, or let's even go further and say dead.
Right. Well, how about I just go for the one of the biggest celebrities there is, and people follow whatever she says. What about Oprah? And she Oprah got behind a cannabis line or a CBD line or whatever. You imagine that? She wouldn't have the Oprah Book Club. Well, Elvis, she'd have the Oprah Pot Club.
Let me throw a prediction out real quick. First of all, thank you, Mike Tyson, for stepping out and becoming the one of the pioneers that allows our industry to grow, because by people like Mike Tyson that have championship records,
yes,
stepping to the table, it allows us to grow, because people start to go, if Mike Tyson did it, yeah. And speaking on like an Oprah or some of these people, when these people step out of that closet,
yes,
and say, hey, yes, I do use cannabis. And believe me, there's plenty more of these fantastic celebrities. And not that the celebrities, it's not celebrity driven, but the celebrities help our ecosystem allow it to grow. So having that conversation and Mike Tyson's, growth and having the Oprah's, if you will, having a CBD product of these things, they allow us to grow, because the soccer mom, the everyday person that's working their butt off to become, somebody that's a doctor, a lawyer, the doctors and the attorneys, like the Pot Brothers at Law, the people that come out of that and say, hey, we're doing it too, is what helps us make it normalized.
Yeah,
I agree. And this is so powerful. And to see somebody like Mike Tyson, a heavyweight champion, step out of the closet and say, you know what, guys, I'm in this industry full speed. And Mike Tyson's had his fair shares of fucking blows. Excuse my language. But I love him for doing this for our community. And there's more of you out there that need to step out. There's more of you professionals that need to step out. Take the opportunity to help this industry. Not only that, to be real with yourself. Most importantly, to be real with yourself and allow this industry to grow, because we know the folks that are actually in the cannabis space or that utilize cannabis as an everyday tool to either relax or to for medicinal purposes,
for pain, anxiety, sure,
pain,
right?
Yeah, all these different things. We are the people that need to get it out to those that don't understand. For that guy that's sitting at home going, I'm taking 5 Vicodins a day, but I could probably just smoke a joint and be okay. But because my parents and my family and the history has told me that this is bad, that this real life plant that's medicinal can help you.
Right.
We need to help teach people. And the way we teach people, unfortunately, is through television, through entertainment, through radio. And this is what we're here doing, Cannabis Talk 101. And Joe, great. And thank you for bringing this you know, this message out, because this is so needed right now. So
oh, yeah, Tyson 2.0 is going to debut in California with eight. So he's going to have the 3.5 gram jars. He's going to have 1 gram pre-rolls of premium flower. Oh. Retailers that are providing these products in the States are Planet 13.
Yes.
Kubinski's.
Yep.
Cookies.
Cookies.
One Plant. The Big Originals. Names. Show Grow and many more. And the company's vapes and edibles and concentrates, all these other products are going to come just a little bit after the first quarter. But Tyson 2.0 branded merchandise is now available online. And as we say all that, Blue, is there somebody that you could think of? Because myself, you know, when I think of a big name of somebody else that can come, because I think Mike Tyson, like I said, just crosses so many barriers. You're like, you know, the athletic side, the street side, the professional side, because I don't care who you were, white, black, Asian, you knew who Mike Tyson was. You know what I mean? You watched fighting. If you didn't watch fighting, you grew up watching with your parents, whatever. I don't care, man or woman. You know who this guy is, right? He right. just crosses over. So when I think of somebody else that could be a big impact like that, I think of two, one's dead and one's alive. And you ready for my dead one that I would just love for them to make the purple haze with?
Yes.
Prince.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow.
Make that purple rain, dog. Let's smoke that purple rain.
There you go. Well,
yeah. What? Who's the second, Joe? Because I don't want to step on your parade.
So my first one was Prince that I went, wow, who could be? But actually, Elvis, when you said Oprah, I went, damn you, you kind of trumped me. Oprah is so good, you son of a bitch.
So good.
So how about good,
this, how about this one? When you think of somebody you trust and is really the voice of God, how about Morgan Freeman?
Morgan's an old good one. I like that both of yours are urban like that. Well, mine is too. My next one is, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Current, if a LeBron James.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Don't you think that with the research that is hopefully going to continue with cannabis and it's, you know, medicinal and how it's and help people in so many different ways.
Right. Why? To me.
Well, wait.
Like I said.
Well, here's the reality, right? Is that so to tap dance and give you guys mine, I'd say Will Smith.
Okay.
And Matt Damon, with it? And Matt Damon, right?
Matt Damon.
And I use both the different spectrums, right? Because Matt Damon, you know, I've smoked a joint with Matt Damon twice. You know?
Oh, good.
You know, and I've just made that up, but but it sounded good on radio. So, but do I think that Matt Damon has smoked cannabis? Absolutely. And do I think Will Smith has smoked it? Absolutely. Do I think they're frequent smokers? Nah, I don't know.
Probably
but
not.
I'll tell you, but I'll tell you what. But I will tell you what. Probably not, but I'll tell you what. But I definitely know they've had a drink, and I definitely know they've taken a pill, just like every one of us out there. Sure. You know, when we sit down and we go, yeah, back in high school, I smoked a joint. Back in high school, I took a shot. Back in high school, I took a pill. Back in high school, I did this. And we start to measure those feelings and what it's done to us. We ultimately know the truth. And the truth is that cannabis was probably and most likely the most respectful and easygoing medical product you've had. Medical product.
No addiction.
You've taken. Yeah. We know by anecdotal proof and facts that it's not addictive. Alcohol is. We know that the pills
guys,
are.
Guys, hey, can you imagine if this one, though? You ready for this one? I just thought of this one after going on drugs. What if the children of Michael Jackson come out with the Thriller weed?
Love it. Love it.
You're a fool.
Could you imagine the Michael Jackson Thriller?
You're a fool.
What are you smoking? This is Thriller now. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back and relax. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law, our EP, Elvis Medina.
Howdy.
Always joining us here and there, which is great to have you on the show with us.
Thanks, guys.
And you guys, I want to thank everybody that makes this show happen. Jan, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtazar, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Salar, Nadia, Ali, Gabrielle, Trayvon, Pitt, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and of course you, Elvis, that do all this work. And there's so many names that I just mentioned that have literally been doing a lot of physical labor for us as we just moved offices during this Christmas holiday and break. And for those of you that have been doing that, hands down, thank you so much for all your work you do with your brain and your body and your strength. And that being said, Erica and Jennifer have been doing a lot of that lifting. So thank you, ladies, as well. It's not just the guys. Don't get it twisted.
Can I say something about Erica and Jennifer real quick?
Yes.
I got to be honest. The content they're producing, you guys got it dialed in, man. It's second to none. And believe me, I've been doing my research all around. What you guys are producing is so impressive, and I pat you both on the back, but those guys are producing some kick-ass content, and I love it.
Yes, they are. And you know what else you're going to love? Going down in Orange County, it's Come going Enjoy down. This one-day event in the OC with a variety of vendors focusing on cannabis, CBD, hemp, and nutrition. This is called the Chronic Expo California. Check out the website, chronicexpo.com. Attend workshops, talks, networking events, and parties to connect with others in the industry. The Chronic Expo will be hosted at a private venue in Costa Mesa on Saturday, January 15th, 2022, and will focus on B2B and B2C connections.
Nice.
Early bird tickets are now available, so come check us out. We're going to be there hanging out, and we hope you will be there with us. As Elvis, you need to come down for this one as well.
Okay.
And bring the whole Green Rush Revolution.
The revolution. Join the revolution.
Green Rush Revolution is doing great things, and we can't wait to get...
All business strategy. Yes,
what's
sir.
The guy's name again? That's your partner?
Zeta Seti is my partner. Yeah. He's fantastic. Him. That's
he
okay.
He's a fantastic guy. But what do you got locked in?
Shout out to that dude, man.
What's that? Yo, you want me to do a story here?
Yeah,
a
what do you topic? Got for us?
So this is interesting. In San Diego, get this. Officials are considering a proposal to eliminate city rules that prohibit cannabis dispensaries from opening near churches, parks, libraries, and playgrounds. The proposal would increase the number of dispensaries in the city by 40% and bring them into new neighborhoods like Rancho Bernardo and outlying areas in San Diego. They say the Planning Commission and the city's Utility Land Committee are deferring on their decisions till February. So officials have time to gather feedback from residents and community leaders. I think more dispensaries are better. If they're going to put it near churches, I say you let the nuns sell doobies. Let the nuns sell weed.
You know there's an organization up in the
there
Bay Area.
Is.
Yeah, yes. The nuns that grow the weed.
Yes. And we just seen them at Big Mike's party.
Yes.
Yes.
They were dressed as nuns. I actually have some of their CBD here at the house still and their creams. So it's funny that you mentioned that, Elvis. But. Yeah. I mean, when I think of that story, I think I remember seeing, like, I think instead of 36 dispensaries, San Diego has like 23 because of zoning rules,
yes,
and all the sensitive right. areas and all this crap. And when I thought about that, I'm like, what do you mean if they're allowed 36 dispensaries and they only have 23? If I'm confused on those numbers, it's somewhere around there. But it's like, what do you mean?
Yeah, right.
Real quick, Joe, shout out to Advanced Nutrients from Big Mike, man. Big Mike's plants. I mean, Humanity Heroes. These guys are doing the most for our industry. And honestly, guys, I'm so impressed by what they've done for our industry and how much they care about the cannabis industry and the cannabis community. It is second to none. So thank nice. You guys to Advanced Nutrients and Big Mike. Personally, I appreciate you guys.
Awesome. Oh, and not only that, if you're going to grow a plant, you need to be using Advanced Nutrients, period.
Yes. Yeah, and you know what's crazy, Joe, when you say that? So I've had many conversations with growers and people that are in the industry. And when I do, I'm like, look, you need somebody that's really from the industry, that understands the industry, that has been part of the industry. When you talk about what nutrients, what, you know, salts, what kind of, you know, products you're going to use for the cannabis growth, when you're talking about growing, don't just go with what's cool, what's out there, because they've marketed and branded it. Go for the guys that really have been a part of this industry, that have seen the freaking things that make it go bad or right. make it work. Right. And Advanced Nutrients is that company, guys. I'm sincere and I'm honest. And I really, when I look at the different companies that are involved in cannabis. A lot of them are here just because they're doing their thing. And you know what? Some of them have great formulas. I'm not saying they haven't put the education behind it. They haven't done their due diligence. But I'll tell you, Big Mike is one of those guys that actually has the formula because he's from the industry and he is part of the industry. And I appreciate them.
Right.
And I'm saying that right now today. And there's this isn't paid for. This is me speaking from my heart. I appreciate them, guys, and I appreciate what they do for our community. And thank you guys very much.
No, awesome. No doubt. And just to go back to your story a little bit in San Diego, Elvis,
yeah.
I think it's about time that opens up all across the lands because, let's just face it, there's liquor stores across from parks.
Oh,
there's
sure.
Liquor stores next to churches.
Oh, big time.
Big you know time. What I mean?
It's yeah, like, totally.
Okay, so all that's there, but we can't put a dispensary?
And there's, you know, there's porn shops and there's strip clubs and there's, God knows, I mean, come on. I agree. If this can open up and bring more dispensaries for people that need cannabis for medicinal reasons, I say, let it go. Let's go. You know, why they're holding on to it till February, because we've got to see if there's a detrimental effect on our communities. Give me a break.
It's going to loosen things up and brighten the day. Let's do that. And you know what? I hope everybody has a phenomenal 2022. It's Cannabis Talk 101. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.